T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They all know what this is going to be, a partisan circus. It's going to be the Seinfeld of impeachments, a show about nothing. Sound and fury signifying nothing.
Joe Concha there, the Seinfeld of impeachments. There's no there, I think, is what he's getting at. And boy, that's the truth. Hey, let me get my guest in here, Cassie Smedley with the RNC, joining us this morning, as she always does. Cassie, thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you know, today at 9 o'clock Central Time, at least, the sham show of an impeachment starts on national television. I have a hard time believing that anybody on the left side of the aisle thinks the American people are going to view this as anything to do with fair and balanced.
On the left side? Well, I agree with you on both sides. That this is not going to be fair and balanced. We know that just by the sheer process alone. And the biggest takeaway before this even starts today, for these two witnesses that they're calling, they are only aware of this call through second and third hand information. They weren't in the room. They weren't on the call. These are just two people that have cherry-picked answers that Adam Schiff thinks will fit his cherry-picked narrative, which, of course, he's been crafting since President Trump was elected. So again, this is going, I love that Seinfeld, this is the impeachment inquiry about nothing. And that could not be more true.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I guess the point is, I'm looking at the rundown here. I'm looking at the rules. Adam Schiff can add additional time anytime he wants for his questioners. He alone gets to decide who gets to ask what. He can call members in any order. He's denied every witness Republicans suggested should be called up there. So basically, there will be nothing new discussed today that the Democrats haven't already leaked from previous testimony.
That's right. He's the judge, the jury, the prosecutor. Doesn't that sound nice and fair, nice and impartial, that he's just seeking the truth? Absolutely not. This is him seeking to have his political vendetta on President Trump come out. And the only good news about today is that the American people will finally get to see it, because, of course, it's been behind closed doors. But to your exact point, the transcripts have been released. They're a bunch of nothing burgers, because there are people who either weren't in the room, weren't affiliated with the call, just felt that this was some sort of duty they were called to, having nothing to do with it. Or you've got others who said, yeah, I was there and I actually didn't see anything inappropriate with this. Or in all of my years of service in the intelligence community, nothing was done here that hasn't been done any number of times before. So I think this is really going to backfire on the Democrats, because once you get these witnesses out there under oath in front of a camera, he can't cherry pick their answers anymore. We're going to hear them in full. And what you're going to hear is that there was no there there.
Yeah, no, and that's going to become so obvious before this is over. You know, here's the thing: has the RNC taken a position on the identity of the so-called whistleblower? Because, you know, somebody said it's not like Voldemort; it's not like the name nobody can mention. But you've got Adam Schiff threatening to drag people before the ethics committee if they mention this guy's name.
Right. Our position is that we want full transparency in this process. If it means needing to have the whistleblower testify in order to get the truth in a fair, transparent way, that should absolutely be on the table. And you saw that's why the Republicans have called for him to be able to testify. What's so interesting to me is that you have the media and the Democrats who were saying, yes, we want transparency. And you had people saying, yes, we should allow the whistleblower to be a part of this due process. And then as soon as it was revealed that the whistleblower had been working in cahoots with Adam Schiff, and he has these lawyers who are incredibly politically motivated, who have had tweets since day one of the president being elected that said, we will start the coup and not impeachment will begin now. once all of that partisanship was revealed, now all of a sudden he deserves all of these protections. It's incredible how the Democrats and the media, I don't know if they have daily conference calls or what, but that they can stay on each other's on the same page with each other, and that Adam Schiff gets full protection from his friends in the media over this charade.
It is amazing that the minute I saw the story yesterday morning that the Democrats were quietly shifting their strategy, they weren't going to talk quid pro quo, they're going to start talking about, you know, using different words, those same words showed up in the media, like immediately. All the sound bites, everything focused on, I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is.
Isn't that funny how it happens? And I can tell you from our daily interactions with the media as well, we'll say, these are all the things we're doing. We've had 120 events out in states of people, grassroots people that have said, I want to come out and I want to show my Democrat member of Congress that I don't agree with what they're doing. And we've got all sorts of people talking like you and me every day. And then you'll open up the story and you'll say, oh, they only included one line of our entire conversation.
Yeah,
and they failed to mention any of the opinions of everyday Americans who disagree with what's happening here, who wish that their member of Congress was working on the issues they care about. All of that stuff they willingly neglect to mention because it doesn't fit the cherry-picked narrative that they've been trying to push since, if you're the Washington Post, 19 minutes after the president was inaugurated, they wrote a headline about the impeachment process beginning. So this moment for them is a culmination of what they've been trying to do since the very beginning. The problem is there's no there. So you can't impeach a president if he didn't do anything wrong.
Cassie Smedley, keep up the good fight. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yep. Have a great week. Cassie Smedley there with the RNC, CM Smedley on Twitter if you want to follow her there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.